Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, good morning and welcome to BBM 98.7 FM. You're with Bella Maddie filling in for Trendy Trev, and we're coming to you live from the pier here in Gimoy, Cairns, for our live outdoor broadcast for the Indigenous Business and the Arts Expo. And joining me, I have none other than Mark Harbrow. Good morning, my Bella.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Feeling great for this fantastic event that we're at today. Can you let the listeners know a little bit about who you mob and where you're from?
Yeah, my mob, Yerrikanji mob, and we're from far north Queensland, and my grandmother, Googie Yalanji woman, further up north, so northern neighbours. And we're here at the pier, Cairns, and we're here for the fourth annual Indigenous Business and the Arts Expo,
yes,
where we have up to 60 stallholders.
Yes, yeah, so having a look here, it looks wonderful. So your role with the Indigenous Business and Arts Expo?
Yeah, so my company is Harbrow Mentoring. Our four pillars are leadership, mentoring, sports and recreation, and Indigenous innovation facilitation. Mm. The word innovation is very broad and can mean a lot of things, but it's the expo. Harbrow Mentoring gets to hold a platform in the form of an expo where we expose as many First Nation businesses as the room can fit.
Yep.
Here at the pier, and we run a number of innovation events throughout the year, Indigenous innovation roundtables and workshops that are themed to what First Nation businesses need, mm-hmm. and they all lead, well, in a sense, we all lead to this end of year expo event, and that's sort of Harbrow Mentoring's role in that space.
Yes, and you know, you said it's been running for 4 years. From your first year and then looking at the changes over the years, this has got to be the biggest so far?
Yeah. The first year, so the inaugural year was huge. We had 55 in the first year, and second year, third year, we sat around that 50, which is amazing. This year, we've got 60 online registrations and 64 tables here, actually. So it's ready to be the biggest of all. Obviously, when every expo finishes, we're going to have a bigger, better one, you know, next year. But yeah, we've got some really good additions to this particular expo, though. So I love highlighting Talisha Minicon from Mob Made Media, who mm-hmm. in year one was a stallholder.
That's right. She had a business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her business has developed and over time, and now she's doing a lot of amazing work around far north Queensland, mm-hmm. and it was very fitting for us to go, hey, Talisha, we would love you to be the MC and run the event.
Oh, look out to Delhi. So Sis is the MC for today, mm-hmm. and I believe you got some Delhi entertainment throughout as well.
Yeah, we've got a number of performances. So we've got the Young Sand and Sea Dancers from Trinity Bay High School.
Oh, Delhi.
Which is pretty cool. They do contemporary sort of cultural movements. Mm-hmm. We have Dynamic Duo, so Luminous Vibes, are musicians that'll perform today. That's led by Narita Briscoe.
Oh, nice.
Googie Yalanji lady. Mm-hmm. And we do have Tobias as well. So he's bringing the Torres Strait Island element to this expo.
Oh, wow.
So one of the exciting additions that I particularly focused on this expo is, I looked at last year, and we had didgeridoo, we had Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dancers, and mm-hmm. I don't reckon we had enough Torres Strait influence and performance, so we deliberately reached out to a number of people, and Tobias was available and very mm-hmm. keen to jump in. So we will see him at what time? 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
To Delhi. And it sounds great. Like, you know, you're incorporating in more on the Torres Strait side for this year, yep. which is pretty deadly to hear. Mm-hmm. Now, some stalls are from out of state, correct?
Yeah, so that's the other part and new addition. organically happened. So we haven't really tried to make this a national event yet, but organically it's moving in that direction. We've got a business from South Australia, so from Adelaide, that does native bush spices.
Oh, nice.
We have the most furthest one, I reckon, and the most hardest way to get to Cairns is from a little place called Kintore, which is Central Australia. We have a lady, Lorna Jackson, who is an elder in her community, but an amazing artist. She has travelled all the way from Little Kintore, which is closer to the WA border, but still in Northern Territory, all the way to Cairns to hold her first stall ever and promote her paintings. So first we're pretty excited about that.
That's a big trip for Auntie to come over this way and, you know, to experience Cairns as well.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And her artwork, have you seen it yet?
Yeah, amazing. So you got that that dot style, desert style artwork, and it's I can't even explain it because you got to look at it yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's that amazing and captivating that I think she'll do really well here. But this expo is it's about today and highlighting First Nation businesses. But the magic we want to happen is after this, you know, connections, online sales, new contracts, and all those sorts of things. So we. Post expo, we want the magic to happen after this.
Okay, I see here there's a lot of you know, apparels and artworks and even some businesses as well. So how many businesses, indigenous businesses, are here today?
Yeah, so we only have I think three or four companies, let's say, or government departments that let's call them services that are promoting what they do in the indigenous space, whereas the rest are all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander full-blown businesses. So we've got brand new businesses, we've got well-established businesses, we've got businesses using this platform to scale up, and the range of businesses here is very exciting as well, which is again organically happened. So we've got apparel, we've got artists, we've got mug and cup makers. We've got, what else have we got here? We've got skincare products. We've got necklaces and earrings and bracelets. So we've got Sally all the way from the Tablelands. A lady there who, part of her business, I think her son helps out, but she's the face and sells didgeridoo bags.
Didgeridoo bags?
Yeah, so to put your didgeridoo in.
Oh, wow.
And protect it, a bit of padding. So quite a wide range here.
I never heard of a didgeridoo bag until now.
Yeah.
So, Mob, if you're looking for one, hey, look out.
Look out.
Yeah. But, Mark, I think this is a, you know, fantastic event you put together and, you know, inviting all these Mob. Is there any other stalls that have been here consecutively?
Yeah. Yeah. We actually didn't get time to, but we want to find what the percentages of businesses returning to this event. From looking at here, the most exciting thing is every year we have a greater number of businesses that we haven't had at the expo, but then about 30 to 35% that are returning every year as well. So that's exciting. I do see this thing getting bigger, and apparently we can't go past 65 tables. That's max capacity.
And we're at 64.
Yeah. And look, that's not including Black Pearl Indigenous Catering, Barbara Drummond.
Yes.
That's not in there. She's got her own special section. Obviously, she's doing food today. So, yeah, that's another business.
Too deadly. Now, how can Mob get in touch with you if they want to be a part of this event?
Yeah. On our website, we've got our contact details. Email, phone, text. We've got an inquiry line on the website. Just pick the phone up and call. You know, I prefer the real life phone calls. and face to face stuff. So, yeah, definitely keen to sit down with anyone who's looking to scale their business or go from non-established to established and then learn the steps from there as well.
All right. And last question, is there opening and closing time frame for them to apply?
No. So I've fortunately been funded through the Queensland Government's Advanced Queensland Regional Enablers Program, which has activated this event. And I'm available for the next 2 years. So October 27 is when I can really help with this Indigenous innovation space.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've got a couple of years to... Hopefully it continues, but, you know, funding's funding.
Yeah, that's it, eh, my brother? Hey, hopefully, you know, this will be something for our next generation.
100%.
You know, to experience as well. If they, like, you know, create business for themselves. I think it's a great initiative, my brother.
Absolutely. And look, I particularly want to thank Bomber Bipra. You know, you asked the question before about who's been here every year. You guys have been here every year from day one.
Yeah, you know,
you promote it on social media. You do it on your radio. You live broadcast every year since inception. So thank you to you guys.
No worries. Thank you, Mark. And, you know, it's a pleasure for us to be a part of your event. And, you know, we get to yarn with some of the mob with their businesses as well. And, you know, get their business out there through radio or social media, which is a great thing for us to have, you know, in this day and age, which is pretty deadly. Brother Mark, I better let you go and start preparing some other stalls here.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.
No worries, my brother. You have a good day, eh?
Okay, well.
Oh, there you have it. That was our brother Mark Harbrow from Harbrow Mentoring, who put together the Indigenous Business and the Arts Expo. We're going to go to a quick song, and we'll be back here on BBM 90.7 FM, on National Talk Black with Bala Matty.
Jealous.
No more boomerang.
Hey, which way are you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendabamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Didn't like the way I carried myself. She said, I don't care for you and me.
Yep, yep, you saw me without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind. Hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, make it cool to a fact, cool to a T. Just me and you, you and me, we forever be, baby. You saw me, that is just the way it's in my nerve. And baby girl, you can feel it, cause you know that love is pain.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way. Oh, 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 oh. Love is gonna come my way. This morning I woke up knowing love is gonna come my way. A great feeling about myself. I know that love will save the day. Love will save the day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way.
Kissing your lips, all of a sudden your body yearning bad for the uplift, protecting you, pussycat, like a precious gift. Hold you next to me, telling you I love you since the first kiss. This is true love, this is true bliss. You can't reminisce, so baby girl, you're sabe what you're gonna miss. I know the feeling is deep. You look, man, I'm an alley, baby girl. It's a me and Drew's again. Staring at a blank page, my pen and pad, call it. Don't have a straight mind, this thing is bad. Cause rain is falling on the street tonight, so cold. I see my fingers in hold up, and yes, I think some more. Real don't know if I should be ripping fast or ripping slow. My plan is not to be feeling this pain so strange. The falling rain is coming and it won't be late. I wish for change, but you could never change your fate. Is this the very false cause that I'm supposed to play? I'm singing, yep, yep, you sob it. You sob it wide, baby girl, back to the first verse. Yep, yep, you sob it without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, don't we have.
Hey, listen now, you mob. Did any of Eupla pay for an ACBF or Eupla funeral fund anytime after the 1st of August 2015? If you know anyone or any of the mob who paid into this program, you could be eligible for a payment through Eupla support program. The program been set up by the government to support all of our mob who signed up, but the Eupla program went broke. If you think this is you or you know any mob who paid into this program, then Eupla need to make sure you call Services Australia right away on 1800 136 380 or visit the local service centre. If you want to know more information about this, then please visit the website on niaa.gov.au/Eupla.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black with Bala Matty, filling in for Trendy Trev. Hope you enjoy those daily tunes. But right now, I'm catching up with Francis, a support coordinator from Compassionate Community Care. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. How are we?
I'm good this morning. And how about yourself?
Yeah, still brand, I haven't changed. It's supposed to be aircon on here, it's just too hot.
Oh, talk about it. Yeah, I was here setting up, sweating. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, it'll come on and it'll go off.
Yeah, it's... I think they'd crank it up knowing that we're here.
Yeah, true. Francis, for the listeners out there, can you let them know who you're mob and where you're from, my brother?
Yeah, so I'm a Kungangi man from Cairns area, through my grandmother's side, I'm through my grandfather's side, a Nawagi man from down Ingham.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So, local and...
Yep, local. And on my dad's side, he's the Crathan. So, my grandfather was the mayor of Cairns, Kev Crathan. back in 78, 79 when I was born, 78. So, yeah, and he brought Aussie Rules to Cairns. So.
Oh, true.
Yeah, they play for his medal at the end of every year.
Oh, look out. Yeah, deadly.
It's like the player's player for Aussie Rules up here.
True, eh?
Yeah. Bit of royalty both sides, Russ.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if my family played back then.
Yeah. Might have.
Probably, or probably just stayed in Darwin.
Yeah. Well, I got family over there in Darwin too.
Oh, true?
Yeah, so.
Well, our families probably played along each other.
Yeah, 100%, Russ. Yeah. They all did back in the day, all the uncles and aunties, you know. So, being an Addo, you know, it's out there from both sides.
True. It is, eh, my brother? So, Compassionate Community Care. Yep.
So, Compassionate Community Care is a NDIS support coordination business. It's been around Cairns for a while, but the previous owners, there was sort of a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths from it. Okay. So this year when I've got poached to come over and then the partnership happened for me and my wife to become owners and 50% partners, we thought we'll take the chance because we're about changing the community. So I'm here now trying to change the reputation of the name Compassionate Community Care, that we're an open, hard family company, not just here for the community sort of thing to help, you know what I mean?
All right. Mm. So from a family perspective, incorporate into...
100%, Russ. We have an open house policy where anyone can come in. We do all sorts of what NDIS is. The good thing is we're registered for a whole lot more that I've got to dig into. And there's a whole lot of things that I want to get done. I've been getting calls from up at the Cape and that as well, where I can try and reach out to. But, it's good knowing, because to be registered, it's awesome. We just passed the audit, and we've got 5 more years with that. So, it's about us people knowing what we're there for. And, because a lot of people that are on the NDIS don't realise what the NDIS is about, and they don't understand it properly, and then it's not broken down to them properly, where they need to know what they're entitled to. Do you know what I mean? So, a lot of them just take it for granted and think, oh, well, no, this is just another thing. Well, no, it's not about that. It's about building their capacity, building their independence, and, give them a better life.
Yeah.
You know?
And, how can Mob do that?
They go onto our Facebook page as well and just reach out. Someone will reach out to me because I'm also the Indigenous Liaison Officer there. Okay. I'm always out doing in-house services to all different sectors. I've got to hit Wootchop, back. Mm-hmm. Got Nef Jara Waimara there that's going to sort of help me out.
Yep.
So I'll go back there and, there's a few links that I want to try and link back into from my legal service days where all the forensic dudes that come out, they just get lost. Yeah. And when I go to Lotus, they telling me there's 10 to 15 lads from communities coming in with the NDIS funding, but when they get released, they don't know what to do with it and no one talks to them, no one helps them. So I've got to try and bridge that gap as well. And I've also got someone down in Cleveland. So I'm going to try and bridge that gap with the youth for when they come back. There's going to be a program that I'm going to try set up with Nephew Bondi there. He's got to come back on board, and we're going to try and set something up that's going to help the wider community. So money's not an issue. It's all about how do we bring something to Cairns that changes it, where things have been working the same way for the last couple of years. How do you change that? You bring stuff that people don't know that's there, that is there, sort of thing.
So true. And that's good, them young fellas are asking questions. What do I do with this?
Because the other owners to this here are they're Punjab, so they're Indian, but they've had it hard like we have, our third First Nations people here over in India. But they, how can I put it, they're more family to me than most of my family. The love that they show for the community, exactly on the same level as me, because they're all about the gurus and that, and the gurus have said we're good, we need to do this for the community, not for us, for the community. So I suppose when the community starts seeing what we're really doing, I've helped Marcus Highbrow's business as well, giving him referrals for young people with his mentoring one. Yep. And they say we registered for mentoring as well, but I don't know if I want to start that up yet, we'll see what happens. But I'd rather support lads like that in the community. Not only that, you've got Genevieve and her husband too, who do the sort of same thing, So there's a few out there that I want to help, but I just want to, let them know that we're here as well for if you need to know how the NDIS properly runs and is probably understand it, how, you're the boss, this is what goes on. Because the way that I see it as well is when I was a youth worker, there was always child safety. Mm. There was always parents around, aunties and uncles. With these older people on NDIS, these most vulnerable ones, there is no one really there helping them. There's really no one for them to lean on. There's few that's got OPGs, but OPGs don't go visit them every day like we do. So, yeah, look, I've worked for Mercy Community, and I've done a whole lot of different things, legal service and that, but this company, I've got an opportunity to show Cairns and help Cairns how I want to, being a local born and bred.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And that's where that compassion comes in.
100%, my brother, 100%.
We see and support them every
single
day. And
everything that's on there, we're registered for. And like I said, it's we help with housing as well. So if someone's on the NDIS, we can give them affordable living options as well. Yep. So, you know, it doesn't break the bank. And we help with finances and that. You know, I've got connections with ICANN and the rest of them. So, it's about branching out and helping each other. So, you know, if someone's out there struggling with an NDIS provider that they don't like, they don't have to stay there, bros. They have an option to, you know, go and see some. They can come see me, and I'll be like, well, these are your options, you know.
All right. And how far is Compassionate Community Care? How far is your range?
So it's from Innisfail to Mossman up around the Tablelands at the moment. Mm-hmm. I have reached out down to Gold Coast, because when I was with Mercy, I was with the leadership program.
Mm-hmm.
So I've still got some connections down there with Barry and them, and Laurie, and so I'm going to try and set up down there just a hub for starters and see how we go. But there's a lot down there, Bruss, where I don't think we need to. I'd rather just focus on the Cape and, you know, the surrounding areas up in the Cape. So if I can just focus on that and then into the Straits, that's what I want to do, where I want to give ownership back to the communities. So if I go there set up, I'll be making sure that in the community they're getting trained and everything to look after their own people as well. Because you got to give back, Russ, you know.
That's
it's got to be a revolving door where it just comes to us, back to them, back to us, to them, you know what I mean?
So, and it'll be good for them as well, you know, learning a new business and then staying on country while helping
100%. The NDIS, it won't go away. There's a lot of flaws in it, but because they're changing the legislation and that, you know, if you're not registered, it's going to be so hard to get participants help them, you know what I mean? So, if we can get everyone trained to that certain standard, it's communities looking after communities, not other people coming in just only there for the pay packet or just for the job. You know? We're not here for the job or the pay packet, my brother. We're here to change people's lives. And for me, being a victim of a kidnapping a couple of years ago with two young kids in care, I look at things different now. You know what I mean? So I'm a survivor with them two young kids, and you know, I want to help these vulnerable ones now as well. You know, so. Yeah, if we can get the word out and people want to know, then, we're on Mulgrave Road there, 63 Mulgrave Road, level one. So we've also got a property out at White Rock that we're going to sort of build and see what we can do there for the less vulnerable ones that need the help. Housing crisis.
They can stay there.
Housing crisis, my brother. Like, we've got good rapport with a couple of the real estates.
Yep.
So as long as we can get, like, two or three that are on the NDIS, that's their house. You know, we're not like the rest of them. We don't have these rules where family can't visit, family can't stay. No, we get blowing up beds and everything, bro. We give it to them, bro.
You want
to
stay over? Yeah, sleep.
Yeah, 100%. You can sleep in the lounge, but, you know, you just got to put that bed down in the morning just for a bit of safety concerns and stuff. But, you know, it's their own at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
So true.
No, it's just good to be a...
And my brother, what other skill sets that you need if somebody wanted to be a part of the team?
For youth work or just for support work?
Yeah, in
just
general.
Be a person's person. That's all you need to be.
Yep.
If you're a person's person and you know how to... The biggest thing for me is how to talk to people. That's the biggie, you know what I mean? It's a respect thing where a few of the workers have come in and seen an elder fella there and they're like, hey, come on, let's go. I'm like, hey, no, that don't work like that. You got to show respect, say, unks, you ready?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, let me know. So wording is a whole lot of... It's really huge out there for young people who are coming in. We've got a couple of young people that are in there at the moment working for us, and they're going along good. We've got a couple of more that want to come in, so it'll be good when they do, and you know, help. It's showing them helping the elders that I believe a generation has lost.
Mm.
So it's good, giving them more respect, more ownership, sort of thing.
Yeah, so true. And my brother, thank you for coming on and having a yarn
about
your business.
Thanks. Yeah, no, all good. It was good to throw sponsorship towards Mark's way for this as well, so I'm looking forward to it. I didn't even know this was on until someone reached out to me for it, so I said, you know, no worries, because me and Trev used to work back in the day in Vietnam.
Vietnam, look out.
Thanks for that. Look, if anybody wants, you know, it's you know, the biggest advertisement is word of mouth, so the more people talk, the better.
That's
it's not a competition here today. It's about just, you know, you all know that yourselves, just exploring and showing each other what we've got, you know. and helping. So, yeah.
So true. Well, Francis, thank
no
you.
No worries, my brother.
You
I appreciate
day.
That. You too.
And hopefully some mob rock up to your store.
No, I hope so. All right, Russ.
You got it. Yep,
later.
Yeah, that was Bob Francis, support coordinator from Compassionate Community Care. I'm going to get to a song, and we'll be back here on National Talk Black with Bob Matty here on BBM 98.7 FM. Enjoy. Welcome back to National Talk Black here on BBM 98.7 FM via the National Indigenous Radio Service. Hope you enjoyed our daily track, and I hope you enjoyed our daily yarns here on BBM 98.7 FM. Thanks to Bolamark to inviting us to this fourth annual daily event of the Indigenous Business and the Arts Expo. But right now, joining me, none other than the man himself, Trevor Tim,
the host, and I'm on this side of the fence. Maddie, how are you?
Good morning.
Trendy Trevy, Murray from the Curry, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, but I got palmed off. Maddie's in the hot seat, and look, a very good morning to everybody. Murray running on Murray time.
Murray time,
I just
right.
flew in from Sydney. Maddie, I was down there representing my business, First Nation Certified.
Yes,
I was down there for the awards, 2025 Innovate with NBN, and I've also got a smile on my dialer. I came back with the trophy, national trophy for my business, First Nation Certified, and that's the other hat I wear over above everything else I'm doing. So I'm excited about winners and winners, brother.
Yes, and you can give me a lane now.
Sorry, we're going back to the trophy. Yeah, thank you. I picked up, and yeah, thank you, Matty.
So, First Nation Certified, can you tell us a little bit about that?
First Nation Certified, well, First Nation owned and led. We are a national certification platform for First Nation businesses and non-Indigenous brothers and sisters who are in business, who want to do business with black people. That's what we do, brother. That's what we do. So we have everybody at the table, and we link them up from all industries, and high tide rises all ships. Let's get it together. So, look, a concept that I saw, and I think it was had to be Indigenous-led, Indigenous-owned, and I'm running with First Nation Certified. So one word, firstnationcertified.com.au. Do check it out, your mob. Anybody in business, black in this country, can come on board anyone in business, not black, which are non-Indigenous brothers and sisters,
yep,
who want to engage with First Nation businesses, come on board.
So we can take some of these businesses
we can
through you and connect with non-Indigenous?
Exactly, that's right. Or black on black.
Black on black.
That's right, exactly.
And how does it feel to be a winner?
Look, it's fantastic. A lot of hard yards in the last 6 months building this business, getting it off the ground and mm-hmm. running. And, of course, put in nominations for the NBN. A big shout-out to NBN, the work that they do in regarding supporting businesses across the country and medium and small business. But also a space there for First Nation business. So I saw the opportunity through the Iron and Fire application in to be a part of that program and come back with the trophy. And it's fantastic. They flew to Sydney and we had a couple of days in there, had round tables talking, yarn, good networking, yeah, and had different professionals from the media and from cyber security talking to us as people in business. And so it was great networking. A lot of the businesses at the table were excited about First Nation certified mm-hmm. and keen to come on board and engage with First Nation businesses.
To Delhi. Now, if I want to be part of First Nation certified, how can I go about that?
Okay, go to our webpage. You can sign on as a business, and then we have conversations with you. Mm-hmm. It's like a three-day turnaround in regarding Aboriginality, yep, confirming your mob and what have you, and then come on board for our mob. Coming on board, there's no cost there. They are complimentary, free certification for mob. We're not here to make money off our mob, but to give them a platform to be in business and show their wares, their services, and put it out there across the big island of Australia, brother.
Oh, to Delhi. So any qualifications do they need? Or
no, just no? People in business, whatever you're doing.
So if you're a painter, you're an artist, start with
you being a pole dancer, we'll take your business on board, Matty. We will.
Look out. Let's start that, eh?
We can.
So to Delhi, firstnationcertified.com.au. If you want to join the movement, please do. You get a free certification for mob.
Yes.
So Trini Trev, Murray from the Curry, to Delhi, my brother.
Represent. And thank you for holding the fort for me. And a big shout out to all our Delhi listeners out there. And look, I hope you're enjoying the yarns with Matty. Don't get too excited because he's only sitting in for today. Yeah, brother. I got you, brother.
Yeah, I got you too, my brother.
I know where you live.
Well, you mob. Trini Trev, thank you for coming on and yarning about your business and being a part of Indigenous business. This is your first one, eh?
As a business owner. Yeah, that's right. I've been on this side interviewing all our Delhi black business people.
So how does it feel being interviewed?
I'm nervous. Shut up. Don't behave yourself.
Look out. Trini Trev, thank you for coming on and having a yarn, because I've got to let you go, because you've got to prepare for your speech.
I'm opening up the event here today. Thank you, Mark Harbrow, approached me to do that with the councillor hat on. There you go.
Yes. So taking off the First Nations and putting on the councillor
hat. There you go. No, take off the councillor hat and go and sit over there in the First Nation hat.
There you have it. That was Trini Trev, Murray from the Curry, and also the First Nation certified business owner. We're going to go. Tracks rolling your way, and thank you for you, Mom, for tuning in to National Talk Black with Bala Matty for today. We'll keep the tracks rolling your way here on BBM 98.7 FM. We'll have some Delhi yarns with some other stalls here throughout the day. We're here till 5 p.m. So, you, Mob, if you're looking at something to do, come down to the pier and check it out.
You're the stars in the sky, you're the river, the water that runs out to the ocean. I see you, you and me.
You once now